your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here, and we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Podcasts are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and I'm delighted to introduce your newest instructor. Now, for those of you new to the class, there are about 200 of us here at USAprepares.com, experts in various areas. All of us are innovators. We are medical doctors, dentists, researchers, engineers, farmers, physicists, surgeons, CEOs, and we are also students rising to become instructors. So today, you meet Rob Schroeder. He's a 4 times certified master technician. Welcome, Rob Schroeder.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Thanks. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for being with us. And I also want to thank Aaron for engineering this broadcast at Genesis Communications Network. Rob, today we're going to be talking about one of my favorite topics, and that's tips and techniques for your car, your light truck, to help them last longer, run better, have higher performance, get more miles per gallon, and increase dependability and roadworthiness. So why don't we start with this? You are a 4 times certified master technician at the dealer level. So you've been around for what, 31 years, is that right?
31 years, and before that, long lineage, so to speak. My grandfather was a mechanic, truck mechanic for 40-plus years, so I kind of got the tinkering with, around the family, the house and when I was growing up, so it became a natural thing, and I really got into the business because I always wanted to, I saw how much it cost my family to get cars fixed and the trouble it could be when they weren't working right, so I always thought that it'd be nice to be able to help them, keep things going and help them along. So, and kind of along the way here, as I go through life, that's really what I'm doing is helping, people through their situations to help maintain their vehicles and get them back on the road. So,
okay, Rob Schroeder, I can tell you that my history is a little bit similar, except I didn't get certified 4 times in automobile technology, but I did start out around at age around 10 working on our family lawnmowers and then progressed very quickly into changing the oil and spark plugs and points condenser rotor tune-ups and those kinds of things and spark plug wires. And so I've been tinkering with automobiles for a very long time also. Well, let's get into something that I did, and let's get your comments on this. And this is a tip that we'll start out with one of my tips, and then we'll go into all of yours. I changed the oil on one of our vehicles a couple days ago, and it has 235,000 miles on it. It's a truck, and it's a light truck. And, the winter was kind of rough here. It was freezing cold, and we saw, really cold temperatures. And because of all the moisture that accumulates in the engine, you've probably seen, class, that when you take out the take off the oil fill cap, there might be something that looks like mayonnaise on that cap. Well, that's moisture that's inside the engine condensing and mixing with the oil. Well, because of all that, I decided to do a very gentle flush, if you will. I'm using the word flush in quotes because I don't flush the engine, but I put in diesel engine oil. Okay? There's gasoline engine oil and there's diesel engine oil. Diesel engine oil has more additives and more detergents to scrub the inside of the engine. So I put in a new oil filter, put in diesel engine oil, and I'm going to run it for maybe 3,000 or 4,000 miles to extra clean out the engine from all the wear and tear from the winter. Rob, what do you think about that as a practice?
Well, Vince, I have to commend you because you're one of the few people that I can say I know that actually is really on top of his game as far as maintaining his vehicle and awareness of the vehicle and what you can do to keep things going. Because in essence, what you're doing with the engine is, yes, you've had a rough winter. These what I call hyper swings of weather, temperature. People don't, you know, up here in my area, around the city and stuff, you see roads buckling because of the swings in temperatures. Well, just imagine being the engine that has to start in that extreme cold, and then all of a sudden it becomes extreme hot. So that's why you get those buildups of moisture and stuff in the engine oil in the engine crankcase and various places. So you're doing the best you can to help that vehicle get back to, like you say, maximum operating ability, and then that explains partially why you've got a vehicle with almost 250,000 miles on it. I've seen cars. I've seen an average minivan that a customer had who was a shuttle person. We'll say a delivery. He had 450,000 miles on his. On his car, on the vehicle when I got to it. Now, I needed some help, yet at the same time, he never had the engine apart, never had the transmission apart. He did do his oil changes every 3,000 miles and all his fluids on a rhythm that whatever it was, once a year, whatever, I forget what he did. He did make sure to take care of the body fluids of that engine. And it obviously paid off. Now, granted, everybody's not going to have the same kind of example, you know, performance. But, you know, yet doing things like you're doing, that's a, you know, I've always stated very simply, you cannot over-maintain a vehicle. It's not possible. You won't damage it. So the more maintenance you can do, the more you put it in a rhythm that is comfortable to people's busy lives. You do your spring cleanup on your engine. You know, you're doing this now to get it ready for the hard-working summer after a hard winter. So it's a good time. You know, I miss the days when cars were maintained once a year because people got in a good rhythm. They didn't forget about it.
I think you're talking about the 1960s, 70s, 50s, 60s, 70s, when you would change the fan belts, and that's what they used to call them back then, fan belts, and you would change the spark plugs every 10,000. You would change the points in condenser and rotor, which no longer exist, every 10,000 miles. And maybe every 20,000, you would change the spark plug wires. And batteries would last about 24 months at the most, and you'd want to, you know, you'd have to change the battery. And so there was a lot more attention to the vehicles, and the air, of course, the air cleaners every 10,000 miles. And that was routine maintenance. I believe that's what you're talking about. Let's talk about this. Rob, one of the things that it kind of bothers me about some of the new cars is, and particularly Mercedes-Benz, I can say for sure, has what they call a transmission, automatic transmission, sealed for life, meaning there's not even a dipstick that you can remove to check the fluid level on the transmission.
Sealed box.
Yeah.
Sealed box
now,
transmissions or that, yes.
So how is it that the metal shavings, the metal on metal grinding and wear doesn't accumulate in these transmissions? How is that possible? I don't think it is possible, and I think it'd behoove us to open up those transmission pans, drain out the fluid, and reinstall new fluid every, let's say, 50, 60,000 miles on at the minimum. What do you think about that?
Well, honestly, if here's the way I look at this. I know that the standards set up by the automotive manufacturers are the minimum standards.
Mm-hmm.
And those are what they've predetermined. And a lot of times now, see, my issue with a lot of these sealed box transmissions and that is, and all these things is they're teaching people you don't need to maintain your vehicle. You know, like I said, when I first came in the business, you maintain your vehicle once a year, even whether it was just a basic tune-up, get the choke cleaned, you know, whatever it was. You were rhythmed that, you know, ever 1 year or ever how many thousand miles you came in and had something done. And we were able to maintain and take care and keep an eye out on cars. Now people are taught 5,000, 10,000 miles on oil changes, even longer you've stayed on the Mercedes, you know, with the synthetics and things. Mm-hmm. And what happens is they can service the vehicle well and possibly for the duration of what they expect that vehicle to last. Here's the thing, though. That is how much are cars now? You look at that and I say, well, you're investing 20, 30, 40, sometimes 50, $80,000 in a vehicle. Do you, you know, you don't go buy in a house and then don't put paint on the outside or take care of caulking things and, mm-hmm. you know, you don't, you always want to take care of it. And honestly, I look at it as if you want that vehicle to last you 200, 300,000 miles, you're going to try and find out what it takes to keep it that way. You're going to over maintain it from the standards that are set there. So yes, I've had arguments with my service managers about how we should be, you know, selling these services to people because they need to, because the fluids do break down. Now, will they last? Will they service? Yes. Unfortunately, you won't know the longevity until it's way past and you can't reverse it. And that's why one of my biggest things is you cannot reverse the damage from lack of fluids or poor fluids in an engine or transmission or differential. Mm-hmm. You can fix brakes. You can fix suspension, put new tires on, wiper blades, windshield, you know, even the body to a certain extent. But you cannot go back in time from wear and tear. Like you say, there's metal inside an engine, like even on a differential. Some of them don't have a service plug. And then, you know, to me, there's usually, in most of these things, they have a magnet that collects all that. So what they're assuming is that magnet will hold enough stuff for the rest of its duration.
Tell you what. Rob Schroeder, when we come back, let's talk about the differential. Let's tell the class what the differential is. Let's talk about the differential fluid. And let's talk about some experience with conventional differential fluid versus synthetic in miles per gallon. We'll be right back. Rob Schroeder, Auto Mechanics.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rob Schroeder's with us, and we're talking about tips to maintain your car. And Rob brought up differentials. And, you know, class, a differential, if you have a rear-wheel drive car, like a, let's say an older car or a rear-wheel drive truck, you have a differential. It's a solid axle in the back there, and there's a drive shaft that comes from the transmission up front to this differential. Some people call it a pumpkin, some call it differential, some call it an axle. The bottom line is there's a heavy fluid in there. It's 85W90 or 85W, you know, something a little heavier than that. Bottom line is it's a heavy fluid, and you know, most of them are sealed where you can't service them unless you take off a cover, right? Right, Rob? So let's talk about that. Why,
exactly.
When should we change that differential fluid? Or should we just never change it? What do you think?
You know, quite honestly, for years, you know, you'll talk to people and say, well, my old Chevy, you know, I never changed the trans fluid or the differential fluid or this. You know what? Back in the day, mm-hmm. then those vehicles, truly, the engines and transmissions probably were the most durable part of the vehicle and the drivetrain. They overbuilt them mm-hmm. so that they could last mm-hmm. without having to do things. And nowadays, when you have your smaller engines and things are being pushed with turbochargers or, you know, various things like that, you know, like I say, you know, you've got hybrid systems and you got all these things and the parts are made smaller and more distinct by engineers because the engineers are also looking at the cost of producing things. So when you look at, well, how much do you want, you know, when do you want to do this stuff? Most average differentials at my company are promoted at the 30,000 mile mark. Now, some people will be like, I know, you know, oh my gosh, I did it at 100,000 miles. Now, and that's everybody's own opinion as to what they feel the correct amount of timing. But my manufacturer believes that these are things that should be addressed, inspected. If it's in severe service, then, you know, it's really a good idea to do it. Now, our vehicles have drain plugs on them. So it's very easy to service that and change it out, and it's not as big of a cost or time-consuming thing like you're talking about on a truck with a big plate in the back that you have to take the cover off, and you got to scrape the gasket, and you got to clean everything out, and then try and reseal it and get it back together, and you know that type of thing. I believe, and I feel that there is no number one thing more other than tire pressure in a car vehicle than the fluids that you have, because your lubrications, even in oil lubrication, it cushions and it cools. So they actually, if you have weak gummed up fluids in a rear end, those are, it's actually cushioning the wear surfaces, because when you put two pieces of metal together in gears, they actually, the thing that keeps them from wearing, chafing, grinding against each other is the lubrication. Mm-hmm. So, ultimately, it's kind of a, if people are betting, you know, they could say, well, you know what, I'm never going to do this. Well, okay, and I've seen cars go a couple hundred thousand miles without a tune-up. But then again, I've seen the vehicles that all of a sudden nobody paid attention to that fluid, and you didn't, and you had a little bit of a leak. Next thing you know, that differential or housing is burned up because of that. The one thing that we didn't really get to talk about yet is the type of oils. You were talking about, you know, the weight. If people want to understand, all oils, well, that go in an engine or differential are rated like 5W30 or 10W30 or 0W20. The W stands for what it's rated for in cold weather or winter. And that's its ability to stay thin enough, to flow. And, the beautiful part about the synthetic oils, the lubricants, are they actually are stable cold to hot. They don't change their ability. They don't lose viscosity, which is the thickness and flowability because of that. So honestly, if somebody wanted to maximize that, you know, they got a brand new car and they said, I want to get the best out of them. Depends on what it is. They could easily go ahead and start off with, maybe they go 15, maybe they go after the first
Rob,
year.
Hold that thought. We're going into a commercial break.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rob Schroeder's with us, and we're talking about automobile tips and light truck tips. Rob, I've got this old 1994 6.5 turbo diesel Chevy full-size Blazer truck. And I just wanted to share with you that I changed the differential fluid many years ago to full synthetic, from conventional to full synthetic in the front differential and the rear. And I'll tell you, I believe I picked up 1 to 2 miles per gallon with this more slippery differential fluid. So I just wanted to share that with you. And then you were talking about, and what does that cost? I don't know, maybe $20 for all the oil, all the fluids, and the RTV sealant to make the differential gaskets, because a lot of vehicles don't have gaskets. So you buy a tube of this silicone compound, and you just squeeze out a tube, and you make your own gasket right then and there. But you got to be clean, and you have to have clean surfaces and non-oily surfaces, and you can do this yourself. And you can actually get under the vehicle without without lifting it up and do this if you want to crawl under it. So that's what I did, less than $20, and it worked for me. So I've been enjoying 1 or 2 miles per gallon, better fuel economy for, I don't know, over 10 years since I did that. Just wanted to share that. Now, you were talking about... It does. You were talking about new. If you had a new car, what you would do just before we went into the break?
Right, exactly. Well, thinking like along that lines, what you just said, you know, Vince, if I buy a new vehicle and I say, you know what, I never want to get rid of this vehicle, this truck, you know, and I know I'm going to try and use it as much as possible. So you could, in essence, whenever you deem that you feel is when you want to do it, you could do it right out of the box. You could switch to synthetic gear lubes in the differentials and depending on the company, I don't know if you necessarily want to do it in the transfer case, because what you need to talk to is a brand specific mechanic who's had a lot of experience with the different fluids, because one of my friends, he knows about Chevy transfer cases. He told me, he says, do not go ahead and change that transfer case fluid from anything from the factory fluid. They don't perform well otherwise. So, but here, let's explain something to people if they don't know what these systems are. You know, not everybody may know what a differential is or a transfer case. And even to the most, you know, average person, maybe there's average first time, you know, people, the engine is the power plant. The transmission is the management or metering system, which sends it to the correct gear. A transfer case is what I consider a distribution center, where it tells the vehicle, I'm going to send this much power to the rear wheels and this much power to the front wheels. That a transfer case is used to transfer or split power between the front and the rear in a four-wheel drive system. And a differential is usually located at the axle, where there's either a drive shaft coming into the differential, and then it too splits off the power to the left and the right. And sometimes the differentials on front-wheel drive vehicles are incorporated into the transmissions because they're called transaxles now. So these things can be, you know, they can do what you need them to do for a long time. And you know, it comes down to that maintenance thing again, you know, those performance fluids, like you said, you may notice. Some people may not notice right away, or over the time they may just say, hey, you know, wow, this stuff. I had a friend who put this synthetic motor oil in his car, and he felt specifically at highway speed that car glided along much easier. So,
well, I can agree with that. I can agree with that. Yeah. Back in 1985, I had a Chevrolet El Camino. And it was a small V8 engine in there. And I switched, when Mobil 1 came out with their synthetic oil, I switched to Mobil 1. And at that time, they said you could keep that in your vehicle for 1 year or 25,000 miles. I thought, wow. I mean, I was used to changing the conventional motor oil at 3,000 miles. Well, 25,000 miles, I mean, it seemed like you got to be crazy to do that. Well, I noticed that oil was so slippery that I got another 1 to 2 miles per gallon easily just by changing the engine oil from conventional engine oil to full synthetic Mobil 1. However, I also noticed that if a car had a small engine oil leak with conventional oil, if you put full synthetic oil in it, you had more than a small leak. It became a bigger leak because that oil is so slippery, it would just slide right out past wherever that, you know, that opening was for the oil or the seals or wherever it might have been, or a gasket. So I just want to share that with you. But, you know, you and I were talking offline about a really interesting tip, and that is using automatic transmission fluid, a small amount, in the engine. You want to share with the class about that? Now, class, if you do this, don't sue us for giving you this information. You do this at your own risk, okay? Please. So let's talk about what it does.
Going back to what you said at the beginning, what did you do to prepare your vehicle for the springtime? You're putting that diesel oil in there because it's more detergent and I want to clean it out. I had a client come to me and say, you know, I've got an oil consumption problem on my car. and you get cars that people have been less than stellar on maintaining their oil intervals, and you know, I've had cars where you change the oil, you look at it another 1,000 miles later, and it looks like it's dirtier. Well, quite honestly, yeah, there was dirt built up in there. So on the vehicle that has the higher miles, and it's starting to get, the seals are getting a little bit hard and starting to use some oil, this customer, I put a quart of transmission fluid in his oil along with the rest of his fluid. So I cut back one quart and put one quart of trans fluid. And it was just Dexron. It was just average fluid. And the reason is because I found over the years that it's a highly detergent fluid, and it also is designed to keep the seals in a transmission soft and manageable, because in a transmission and cleaning, you know, you don't want any debris in your transmission, and you want your seals all to be sealing, because otherwise you lose pressure that way. So the customer called me back about 2 weeks later, and he says, "Hey, Rob, you fixed my car. It's not smoking anymore in the morning," when he started it up. He could tell, because that's traditionally when you'll see valve seal issues in the morning. You start the car and you get a big billow of smoke because overnight it sits there and drains down and gets past the seals. Well, all of a sudden he's not noticing the billowing smoke in the morning anymore. And I said, well, you know, I said, now you want to keep up on your oil changes more. And I wouldn't leave it in there fully forever. I might do it for, like you say, a couple thousand miles or thereabouts, and get it changed out. Now, along those lines about using oil in why we would do things, I'm going to mention something also, is with the longer intervals on oil changes now, what people are not understanding is that most engines average about 4 to 5 quarts. Some are 6 now. Some are even 8 on the big V8. But on those four-cylinder engines, if you have 4, 4.5 quarts of oil in it, and you go 5,000 miles on your interval, well, an industry standard used to be a quart in 1,000 miles, which was kind
of talking about oil consumption.
Consumption.
That's oil consumption.
Actual consumption.
Right.
But now they're down to 800. A quart in 800 miles is their standard for warrantable condition. Well, let's just say even at that much, if you go 5,000 miles and you use a quart in 1,000 or quart in 800, how much oil do you have left in the engine at the end of your interval? So what I'm advising people to do is become aware of your vehicle. Don't just go, oh, I got my oil changed down at Jiffy Lube or the service department or whatever, and they're in charge of it now. You're driving that car. You're responsible for that car. You need to look at the fluid levels. Once, you know, if nothing more, once a week, for, you know, once a month, something better than never. I mean, I know, you know, when you go out to your vehicle, you could, in essence, walk around the vehicle, make sure that the car's okay. Nobody's hit it in a parking lot. There aren't people, you know, sneaking around it waiting for you. You know, and that kind of goes off the path of the oil thing. But the point being is that if we are more aware of our surroundings of the vehicle, then guess what? That vehicle's going to be there longer for us. And we won't get caught by those problems of not having enough oil in the engine and it wears out prematurely, and now you've got a $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $8,000 engine bill.
When our daughter was learning to drive, we let her use our vehicle, but I had her sign a contract with me, and that contract had 21 items on it. And it was, you know, if you're going to use our vehicle, one, you'll have to do all the maintenance on it, and I'll help you. So it was brakes, air conditioning, air cleaners, oil changes, everything you could think of. And she would do all the work, but I would be right by her side the entire time showing her how to do it. Well, and another item was, before you get in the vehicle at any time, you walk around the vehicle and you look at the tires and you look at the at the flat spot where the tire contacts the road so that you can judge the tire pressure. And after a while, you can tell from a distance. You know, after you do it three or four times, you'll say, wait, that tire's low, because you can compare it to all the other tires. And you have an imprint in your mind to what the tires should look like. So if the tire is low, the last thing you want to do is take off and drive with a low-pressure tire, because you're probably going to end up with a flat tire. So you can actually be at a better position to put air in your tire where you are right then and there than if you have a flat later on down the road. So, I mean, there are a lot of things that we talked about, and that's a very, very good point that you mentioned. You mentioned Dexron ATF, automatic transmission fluid. Dexron B. I have been putting Dexron B, a small amount, let's say 4 ounces, in a full tank of diesel fuel in the fuel tank to clean out the fuel injection system. Dexron B, it's inexpensive. You can buy it by the quart. You can buy it in larger quantities. And I'd like to get your comment, Rob, adding Dexron to the fuel. We'll be right back.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com. How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class on Monday. On Monday. The 31st, Dr. Norman Chile is going to be with us at the meetup. And he's going to be doing some clinical trials for diabetic neuropathy. So if you fit into that category or you know someone who does or a family member, I suggest you come to the meetup on Monday. Ziggy's Sunshine in Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. The session is absolutely free. The therapy will be free. It will be an 8-week-long event, and you will get a chance to talk with Dr. Shealy at the meetup. He'll be talking about health. He'll be talking about nutrition. He'll be talking about diabetic neuropathy, and you can ask him medical questions. He'll be there starting at 5 o'clock, so we're starting early on Monday. Normally, we start 5:30. This Monday coming up, we're starting at 5 o'clock. I'll be there early. So it's absolutely free, and you are welcome, unless, of course, you're a politician. We don't like politicians, so politicians don't come. But if you're not a politician, you're certainly welcome to come to the you're certainly welcome to come to the meetup. You know, it's funny, I think representatives are people who work for the common good. Politicians are common, and they work for their own good. That's why we want them to stay home, because they will feel so uncomfortable if they come to the meetup. But Dr. Shealy will be there. I'll be there, and a whole bunch of your other instructors will be there, Roy Birdsong and others. So that's Monday, 5 o'clock, Ziggy's, Sunshine in Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. Information's on the website, and you can call us, and we'll tell you about it. Our contact number's on the website. Rob, we were talking about Dextran. I add, let's say 4 ounces, maybe 6 ounces to a full tank of diesel fuel when I fill up a diesel truck. Have you heard of that? And what are your thoughts on that for cleaning the injection system?
You know what? For your diesel systems, traditionally have their biggest challenges is keeping the diesel fuel free flowing in extreme temperatures and keeping funguses and things from clean, you know, sticking. So what you're doing is nothing more than just throwing a little something in there to make sure that the whole system keeps clean and keeps going. And that's a very good idea. One product that I've used in pretty much boats and small engines, lawnmowers, tractors, at cars is Seafoam. It's a fairly economical product, and it can quintessentially be used for any part of the engine, any part of the vehicle. The gas tank it can go in, it can go in the oil, it can go down get ingested through either a carburetor or a vacuum line to help flush out the, do a heavier flush. You have to be a real good, you're well-versed at mechanical to be able to do that kind of a thing. But, those products are very good because what you want to do is you're looking to prepare your car or vehicle for anything that's going to come along. And what is your show about? Your show is about USA Prepares. There's so many different aspects to life that we take for granted every day.
You mentioned Seafoam. That's Seafoam, correct?
Right, two separate words, sea and foam. And it's just, you can find it at most auto parts stores.
It's about $8.50.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's about $8.50 for a can.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Let's say a person has a vehicle that they don't drive very much. Let's say it's been in the garage for a year, and they're concerned about the fuel system the fuel turning to varnish. Is that something that they can put in the tank, fire it up, and run Seafoam and clean out what the potential varnish that's been in the fuel injection system or the carburetors?
Oh, absolutely. And like I was just saying, that it is actually, there's products out there like Stable in that there is, it does do that same type of a setup as far as it will actually stabilize the fuel too. So,
okay.
That's good product. One other thing for people to keep in mind is make sure you prepare your car for your everyday trip, long trips, or even emergencies. And that includes things like a flashlight, maybe even a little small medical box, emergency water.
Yeah.
They sell emergency water.
Hey, Rob, we're out of time. Rob Schroeder, you're going to be back again and again and again. Thanks so much for being with us. Rob Schroeder, our newest USAPrepares.com instructor, 4-time certified master technician. We'll be right back.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing 3-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.